This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What do you mean? What do you mean we can't stand at the center court logo? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Dusty, you can, but you're being obstructionist. You're being a poor sport. You're being a sore loser. They kiss the court for their seniors. It's a blowout. The game's over.
It's an unnecessary moment followed by unnecessary comments.
We'll play some Izzo audio, but first some phone calls. Then we'll get the text in the mix. Nick in Birmingham, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So I agree with everything that everybody has said generally about Dusty May, and with the added irritant that it's also passive aggressive because he's like not just pretending not to know, but it's, oh, is that okay? Okay. It's really annoying. But none of us know, I don't think, whether he told the guys to go stand there or not. And if he told them, then he deserves all the flack that he's getting. But if they did it on their own, and what he's doing is really just taking the heat off of some of his guys so that they don't draw the ire of the entire state of Michigan the next day, then that could actually be admirable. And, you know, there's a possibility that's what it is. I don't know that that's the case. But if he told them to stand there and specifically to go try to rob that moment from those kids on senior day, then he's teaching them a bad lesson, and then he's embarrassing himself on top of it. So it's got to be one of the two.
I don't know. My gut would tell me that I don't think he ordered them to do it. I think
he ordered the code red.
Right. But
I don't think he ordered it, but how you handle it is don't do it.
Well, and I think as a leader, how you handle it after the game is not to justify your petulant actions. It's to cop to it and go, we shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't have tried to take away their senior day tradition because we weren't playing well. We have to be more, we have to look at it more internally. We have to play better, not put ourselves in the position for them to do that tradition. Right? If Michigan's in a close game or winning, I don't know if MSU's subbing out their seniors at the end of the game. They got to play and do it afterwards. That's the right response, is to play better, to internalize and play better, not to be poor sports about it and try to do what they did.
Again, we should be talking about the game.
And
we should be talking about how good Michigan State is. Now, this is what we're talking about.
And I know, Joey and McComb, you want to talk hoops. Like, we'll welcome those phone calls, too. I continue to be impressed with MSU. They look built for the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. First, thanks for taking my call. I'm headed back to school right now. I go to Michigan State, and man, finishing up spring break, nothing warmed my heart more than watching that game. And I think Dusty ordering that code red, I think it was comical. But heading into the conference tourney and the big dance, I've seen a lot of Michigan State basketball in my life, not as much as others, but I watched us get to the Final Four back in 15 and then lose by 20 to Duke. I watched us take down Zion's Duke team in 2019 and then get to the Final Four, lose to a Texas Tech team that was great at defense like we are this year, but I think we should have won. I think this team is built for a deep run, but what worries me and just what I've seen is Izzo's got 8 Final Fours. He's got 1 ring. I would love to see him get one while I'm here. It worries me, the three-point shooting of this team. So I would love to see them get to the Final Four. As for Michigan in the Big Dance, I mean, they've been ice cold, and I don't necessarily see them being a first-round exit, which I would love for that to happen. But I think if they can pick up the three-point shooting like they started earlier in the year and complement it with the big guys and Vlad and Danny Wolf with how big of a utility guy he is, it worries me thinking that they have a chance to get hot. But, I mean, a first-round exit in the Big Ten tourney, and they might drop to a 7 or 8 seed. Michigan State, do they have a chance to be a 1 seed if they can win this Big Ten tourney?
I'd like to think so. Like, I'd like to think so, Joey, right? I was looking at one of the bracketologists going into the weekend, and they had them as the 2 seed in Auburn's region. Auburn's believed to be the number 1 overall seed. So I don't know if MSU's got to climb up from 8 to 4,
right,
or if they're at 5 or 6 and just win out and you're the 1 seed. But I would like to hope that a team that's regular season and conference tournament champs, who's played as well as Michigan State has.
Yeah, and here's what they don't know. It going into the tournament, like, this is always the question that you ask now. They won the regular season Big Ten tournament. They're obviously set in a really good position for a 2 seed. I don't think they can do any worse than that. If they win a game and then they lose, do they want to save legs? Do they want to not worry about getting guys hurt? Players aren't going to think that way, but that's always the question of how much effort do they put into winning the Big Ten tournament, knowing that maybe it is because simply there's a 1 seed at stake. And if they win the Big Ten tournament and they win it in dominant fashion, are they able to jump some other teams? Because you don't know what's going to happen in other tournaments.
So there may be the belief of they can't get the 1 seed because Auburn, Duke, Florida, if they have a reasonable showing in the SEC tournament, and Houston have locked up those 1 seeds.
Yeah.
But if I'm Michigan State, I'm playing for it, and I'm not worried about fresh legs because part of how they've done this is rotating in 10 guys. Like, no one's playing 35 minutes a night, so I'm not really worried about burning guys out playing a couple games at the end of the Big Ten tournament. They've got the double bye. I'd be going for it. I think there is a chance they can get the 1 seed. 248-539-9797. Mike in Grosse Pointe, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Spartan alumnus, so a little bit of bias in my comments, but just on the matter of respect, I thought it was interesting that in the first 60 seconds of that game yesterday, Jeremy Sears was going a bit nuts after a play and kind of clapping in the Michigan player's face, and Izzo came off the bench to tell him to calm down and to stop that stuff. So then you have the incident at the end of the game, and I can even kind of understand the players doing it, misguided as it may be. But what the audio you just played on Dusty May's comments, that's the telling point. That's kind of a loss for him. And in the sense of all the competition through the years, whether it's D'Antonio helping the football team encroach on Michigan's dominance on the football, or B-line helping Michigan kind of have a good run over its 10 years against State. May just kind of, what I thought he was building toward, he kind of blew it out of the water for me yesterday, and I just thought that was a poor look for the coach.
As did I. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get some ticket texts in on this. 248-539-9797 says, the common denominator is a lack of respect for Michigan. Typical blue cult arrogance. Ticket texter says, Dusty's trash. He damn well knew what was going to happen at the end of the game. Michigan is a classless program in every sport. They're always involved in these incidents and always claim victim or ignorance, a bunch of bleep holes.
Well, I don't think there's any way in this one you can claim. First of all, I don't think you can claim ignorance, and you can't claim victim.
No.
If it is ignorance, ignorance isn't an excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
It may be bliss. But it's not an excuse.
Texas.
I didn't know.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't know I have to be to work today.
Do you buy?
I don't know about the time change.
Can we just back up? Because there's a bunch of texters who go, "How's he supposed to know? I didn't know." We expect Dusty May knew this tradition, right? We don't buy that right. He had no idea the Spartans kissed the court at the end of their senior day. He had to know, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, due diligence is on him to, you know, hey, it's your senior day. You guys do anything?
It's understanding the rivalry. It's also understanding the moment, the situation that you're in. And then when you see one happen,
right,
you tell your guys to move.
So, and that's the other thing. This is not immediately, this is after the game. So he had a second to go, wait, did we miss something? He saw one player kiss the court. He saw his two players get in the way. The game ends. He goes to the podium, and he's still going to play dumb like he has no idea what's going on? Is he on the same planet as we are?
Fake news.
I really wonder. And again, this doesn't have to be an indictment on his entire reputation, but this is a really bad look if you're the head coach and you're going to play dumb after that moment.
No, it's okay to admit a mistake.
Yes, and go, hey, our guys should have stepped off the logo. Let them have their senior day. We got to play better. End of story.
Yeah, disappointed the game ended that way.
Yes.
I do think, I know a lot of state fans of Texas in today are called, that Michigan does come across as a sore loser a lot of times in these things. I really believe that. It's like, if you want to go plant a flag on Ohio State's field, I like it. It shows some personality. It juices up the rivalry. But you got to understand in these moments, too, you got to take it.
Well, that's the key.
You got to take. If you give, you got to take.
We talked about the flag planting, and John, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I loved that Michigan, to the victor goes the spoils, plant the flag, and I thought it was childish that Ohio State threw a tantrum because of it. And I think this is the same thing here. Michigan State wants to kiss the center logo. It's actually not anything about Michigan. They want to kiss the center logo. Michigan's the one getting in the way of it. They're kind of throwing a little bit of a pouty tantrum at the center court.
I mean, to back in the day when the logo kiss started a few years before that, the Fab Five won up there, and they acted like a bunch of fools, but I kind of liked it. There's good to have fuel in the rivalry, but you got to take it when it's your turn to take it.
There also needs to be a measure of respect. Now, in regards to this moment, I didn't think that Michigan showed the respect that the seniors for Michigan State deserved. That they earned. And I also, I mentioned at the end of the Ohio State game, not a fan of planting the flag because I just don't think that there's a measure of respect. There needs to be respect brought back to competition. Can you have animosity? Can you have hatred between rivalries? Absolutely. That's what makes a great rivalry. But you don't have to have all the ancillary things that go along with it.
It's 97.1.